lofty moral ideas why you guys wanted to fight.
所以说，而朱娜她解释了很多的原因，就是她不想作战的理由。
And when you read Arjuna's arguments, they sound pretty good.
所以说，当我们听到那个阿尔朱娜解释了那些理由的时候，我们觉得那些理由其实很充分。
Because Arjuna is a royal prince.
也所以说，因为阿尔朱娜是一个圣洁的王子。
He was very well educated.
他受了很好的教育。
He understood spiritual values of life very nicely.
然后他也非常好的能够知道他生活当中这种灵性的职责。
And he was by nature soft-hearted and compassionate.
所以说，他的本性也是非常的柔软和仁慈的。
So he gave his reasons why he didn't want to go forward with the battle.
所以说我会给一些解释，他为什么不想在战场去作战。
Finally, he submitted to Krishna in chapter 2.
最后他在第二章解释说他完全臣服了 Krishna.
Arjuna said, I don't really know what is my duty.
因为 Arjuna 说到他根本就不知道他应该去做什么。
So please instruct me.
他说请来给我训示。
Sometimes we may be a little confused about what is our duty in some particular circumstance of life.
也所以说，在我们生命当中的时候，有的时候我们会对我们应该履行的职责，有的时候会感到困惑。
In those moments, there's something that's very wise to do.
然后在那个时刻的时候，我们有的时候去焦虑一些事情。
Step back from the situation.
然后最后返回到那个场景的时候。
Enter into a space of emotive goodness and reflect.
Yeah.
Enter into a space、
yes.
of the mode of goodness.
所以说在那种场景下有很多好的事情要去做。
Consider the circumstance carefully.
然后要仔细去想象那个场景。
And turn your attention to Krishna.
然后的话把那个然后去转向 Krishna.
And invite Krishna for the intelligence.What is the best thing to do to serve him?
然后的话去请求 Krishna 能够给他智慧，我应该去做什么。
In chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita.
然后在佛教梵歌的第十五章中
，Krishna says he's situated within the heart of every living entity.
然后 Krishna 解释说，他其实在每一个人的心中。
And it is from him that knowledge will come.
他解释说是。因为他的原因，然后每个人的知识才会有的知识。
Remembrance and forgetfulness will come.
然后记忆还有遗忘都是来自于他的。
He's the controller of our circumstances of life.
他是控制着我们整个的生活。
And since he's the source of everything, we should turn to him.
所以说这就意味着，其实我们所有的事情都应该去转向他。
Then Arjuna speaks. The Krishna speaks to Arjuna.
所以说 ，Krishna 就对阿尔朱娜说
：“Now let us go to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 13.”
然后我们来第二章的第十三个世界。
Does your book have a Sanskrit name?
Yes, I have a name. Yeah.
I'll say the verse and you please repeat.
所以说他会说梵文，然后我们可以去跟他一起。
Dehi nosmiyata dehe.
Dehi nosmiyata dehe.
Omaram yovanam jara.
Povarnam yovanam jara.
Tadehantara praptir.
Tadehantara praptir.
Dhira
Satra
Namoyati
Dhira Satra Namoyati
Komaram Yovanam Jara
Komaram Yavanam Jara
Tatehatara Praptir
Tatehatara
Praptir
Translation. Yeah, 翻译译文，就像灵魂在这个物质躯体中经历童年、 青年、老年的变化一样，当这个躯体死亡时，其中的灵魂便进入了另一个躯体，清醒的人不会为这种变化所迷惑。
You've all heard of reincarnation if you live in China.
在中国其实每个人都听过轮回。
Buddhism is very prevalent in China.
因为佛教在中国非常的流行。
And the concept of reincarnation is there in Buddhism also.
所以说在佛教当中就有这种轮回的概念。
I have had many opportunities in discussions with people who are Buddhist.
他其实有很多的机会都是跟人们在讨论佛教。
Where I have asked them two questions.
所以说他有的时候就会问两个问题。
First question, do you accept the concept of reincarnation?
所以说他首先就会问那些佛教徒，你接不接受轮回的概念？
And they'll say yes.
然后他们通常都会说是的。
Now the second question, they say I don't know.
然后紧接着他们就会说我不知道。
The second question is, what is it that is reincarnating?
然后的话，因为他们回答，因为他就会问到，你知道第二个轮回就是你下一个轮回要到什么地方吗？
You understand the question.
所以你们理解的这个问题吗？就是妈妈就会问，你知道你下一个轮回去哪里吗？大家都说不知道。
The question is asking who are you.
然后这个问题就相当于问你是谁。
The answer is I don't know.
然后他的回答说我不知道。
Because we're the one that's reincarnating from one life to the next life.
但实际上我们就是那个一次一次再轮回的那个永恒的灵魂。
It's obvious it's not the body.
因为我们并不是这个身体。
The body isn't going into another body.
是，而是我们是从一个身体到另外一个身体。
The body disintegrates, it goes back to the various elements.
所以说这个身体最终会变成一个个的那种元素。
Earth goes back to the earth.
然后叫土归土。
Water goes back to water.
然后水就变回水。
Fire goes back to fire.
然后火变成了火。
And so on. The elements go back to their elemental stage.
所以说这些各个的元素就变回了就是其他的那种还是那种元素。
Any of you have some training in Buddhism?
所以说我们这些人谁有没有接受过一些佛教的这种教导和教育，
对不对？
有一点点吗？
So what is the answer to that question? What is it that's reincarnating?
所以说问题的就是说所以说问题的答案是什么呢？就是轮回到底是什么呢？
What's the answer?
那么这个轮回是什么？这个答案是什么？
There is a clear answer in here.
然后这是一个清楚的回答吗？
In Bhagavad Gita there is.
然后这个佛家梵歌就解释了这些。
In Bhagavad Gita there's a very, very clear concept of the soul.
然后在佛家梵歌当中，它非常清晰明确的解释了灵魂。
And this whole section, chapter 2 Bhagavad Gita, is discussing the soul.
而第二章的整个的第二章都在解释了灵魂的概念。
Now there are some parts of the world they're not so sure about reincarnation.
然后但是其他地方也解释了一些关于轮回。
Some people are even against the idea of reincarnation.
但是也有一些就是有些人接受轮回，有些人就反对轮回。
So Krishna gives a very logical explanation.
所以说在 Krishna 在这里给出了一些很多的证据。
How to understand that the soul is moving from one body to the next body.
然后怎么样去理解一个灵魂从这个身体到了另外一个身体。
It's very logical, listen carefully.
所以说这是一个非常
logical,
非常逻辑的，它是非常逻辑的解释了灵魂，这个轮回。
Each one of us, one time,had a very small baby body.
然后一个人从小孩开始。
That body changed.
然后那个身体发生变化。
We had a young girl or a young boy's body.
然后紧接着我们变成了一个年轻的男孩或者女孩。
And then that changed.
然后紧接着又发生了变化。
That body was given up and then young adult body was taken.
所以紧接着就会获得一个青年的身体。
And then that body was given up, and then mature age person's body was taken.
然后紧接着他成熟起来就变成一个中年人的身体。
And then that body is given up, and then an old body is taken.
然后慢慢的他又变成年老。
So logically, what happens when that old body is given up?
所以说，从逻辑上来讲，当这个老的身体消失以后会怎么样？
The soul moves to another body.
然后这个灵魂从这个身体到了另外一个身体。
That's the logic.
所以这是逻辑，逻辑很逻辑的。
Let's do it again.
然后我们再说，再讲一次，再说一次。
Slowly.
慢慢的来理解。
According to medical science, all the cells in the body.Completely change over every 7 years.
然后从科学的角度上来讲，我们身体的每一个细胞每7年就会更换一次。
So you're 16.
然后他现在16岁了。
You've had two completely different bodies.
然后其实你到现在为止有完全两种。
You're working on body number three.
然后你正在努力变成第三个身体。
Every single cell different.
每一时刻每一刻都是不一样的。
Not one still remains that was there when you were first born.
就是没有一刻你还保持着之前的那个身体。
It's not just that the body grows, the body changes.
然后我们的身体在成长着，在变化着。
Is it clear?
所以大家清楚吗？
All the cells in the body change.
我们身体的每一个细胞都在变化。
I give up this set, and then I take another set of cells, another body.
所以说我这个细胞总是变从这一部分变成另外一部分。
The Krishna is explaining the process of transmigration in a logical way.
所以说 Krishna 他是用逻辑的方式来去描述了这种变化。
As the previous body is given up and another body is taken.
所以说过去的身体就丢掉了之后获得现在的这个身体。
And that happens throughout our life.
然后这个就在我们生活上一直在进行着。
Same thing happens at death.
然后同样的事情在死亡的时候也会发生。
This body is given up, and another body is taken.
然后放弃了这个躯体，获得了另外一个躯体。
There's one difference.
然后这唯一有一个区别就是。
One takes place gradually over a period of 7 years.
Yes. 有一个是。逐渐的变化着，每7年就会变化一次。
And the other happens very suddenly.
然后另外一个就是非常突然的、突变的那种方式。
I'll describe some things that are found in Srimad Bhagavatam that relate to this.
所以说，我会解释一些从《博伽瓦坛》当中描述的。
There are places.Where transmigration of the soul is compared to an inch worm.
Inch worm, yeah.
Little bug has legs on the back and legs on the front and it moves like this. Inch worm.
Inch worm, 就是蚕
吐司
的那个蚕 yes.
So, something like that. So, here's an inch worm.
那这是
He wants to go over here,
然后
to the computer.
然后那个蚕就想到那里。
So the inchworm doesn't jump. The inchworm contacts the next place he wants to go. Then his back will arch. The rear legs come and join the front legs, and now he's in his new place.
Yeah, 就像那种昆虫一样，它并不是会跳跃。它只是身体先伸长到那里，然后后边那个身体再慢慢的蠕动的那种方式，
挪动
的那种像小虫子一样。
Revolving。
然后我们也很像。
The Srimad Bhagavatam uses that example.
所以说，圣典博伽瓦坛就用了这样的一个例子。
To explain how the soul moves from this body at the time of death to the next body.
所以说，他就来解释怎么样。人从这个身体到另外一个身体。
When the body is no longer fit to live in, it's uninhabitable.
就是当我们这个身体再也没办法居住，就再也没办法能够支撑的时候
，the soul leaves.
然后这个灵魂就离开了。
And The soul has to go somewhere.
然后但是这个灵魂要去一些什么地方。
I don't know what the word is in Chinese, but there is a medical condition called coma.
Coma,
coma is where someone's bodily functions stop.
Yes.
But they haven't died yet. They're in the hospital.
Yes, okay.
In a coma. Their bodily functions stop, but they haven't died yet. Sometimes people come out of a coma and they live again.
Okay.
Sometimes people die.
Okay. 就是他解释，就是他不知道中文是怎么来解释的，但是在医学上，他会有一个专门叫 coma 叫 coma， 也就是医学上会去定义一个人看起来就是像是死亡了，但是他没有完全死亡，然后但是灵魂从他身体中离开了，然后紧接着这个灵魂慢慢的就会又回到了这个身体当中，也就是那种灵魂出窍，灵魂出窍而言那种，这是在医学上的一个名词。
A coma means the next body isn't yet decided.
所以说这种 coma 的意思就是另外一个身体并没有准备好。
When the next body is decided, the soul goes.
所以说当另外一个身体准备好的时候，它就会进入。
But sometimes the next body isn't ready.
但是有的时候那个身体确实还没有好，没有准备。
And someone can stay in a coma for weeks.
所以有些人甚至他会待在这种 coma， 就是这种里边一周的时间。
The body is still breathing.
但是那个时候那个身体还是在呼吸当中。
And the heart is still beating.
然后他的心脏也是在跳动的。
But there's no other symptoms of life.
但是他再也没有其他的生命的迹象。
And they can stay in that coma condition for weeks.
所以说他就会存在这种状态当中，甚至一周的时间。
You familiar with what I'm speaking about?
所以说大家理解马哈在说什么？
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little story.
然后他会给大家讲一个小故事。
We have a temple in California.
所以说我们在加利福尼亚有一个庙宇、
where a member of the congregation is very old.
所以说其中有一个成员，就是我们有一个成员非常非常年老。
The wife is a very nice devotee.
而他的妻子是一个很好的奉献者。
And the husband, he's kind of a materialist.
但是他的丈夫却是一个物质主义者。
He doesn't.Dislike Krishna, but he doesn't chant. He doesn't.
也他也并不抵触这个 Krishna， 但是他从来也不唱诵。
He doesn't read Bhagavad Gita.
然后他也就是读一下国家梵歌。
Kind of a materialistic person.
就是一种物质主义者。
But his wife really likes going to the temple, and she likes being with the devotees and worshiping the deities.
但是他的妻子却非常喜欢去庙宇，喜欢去服务。喜欢就是为神做一些这样的事情。
The man is elderly Indian gentleman.
所以说这个他也是一个非常年老的一个印度人。
Maybe 5 years ago, he had a very serious downturn in his health.
但是也大概是5年前，然后他的身体突然之间就很不好。
So, then he was put in the hospital.
然后但是他没有去 bring to hospital.
He was taken to the hospital.
他就被带到了医院。
Yeah. And he was in the hospital for a couple of weeks.
然后他就在医院大概待了几周。
And his vital symptoms were going down. It looked like he was going to say goodbye.
Yes.
Like he was going to die.
Yeah, 所以说他的身体就像要老死的人那样。
So,Badri Narayan Swami, our GBC there, went to visit him in the hospital.
然后正刚好那个时候，我们伊斯坎呢有一个 Swami 就去了那个医院。
And he said, "I want to say something to you from my heart."
然后他就对他说道："他说我想从内心里对你说几句话。
You're an elderly, pious man."
他说你是一个年老了，即将要离去的人了。
This may be your last few moments of life.
也许这即将就是你生命中的最后一刻。
I appeal to you, please take shelter of Krishna.
然后我请求你， 请接受 Krishna 的，就是请接受 Krishna。
If you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will protect you and take you to him.
他说，如果你皈依于 Krishna, Krishna 就会保护你。
The man, although he was a materialist, he listened carefully.
然后尽管这个人他是一个物质主义，但他听得很仔细。
Then the devotee said a little kirtan.
然后奉献者就进行了一会儿 kirtan.
And then they left.
然后他就离开了。
Some days later, the man went into a coma.
然后过了一段时间，他就进入那种叫 coma 的状态。
It lasted for about 3 weeks.
然后大概持续了三周的时间。
Family members came from all over the world to be with this elderly.
然后从很多就是从世界各个地方都来了很多人来去跟他在一起来。
But he didn't externally acknowledge anyone because he was in this coma state.
但是他从来没有跟任何人交流，因为他已经在那种叫 coma 的状态。
One evening when many people, relatives and devotees were in the room.
所以说有一天晚上当很多奉献者在房间里的时候，
he suddenly opened his eyes.
然后他突然之间睁开了眼睛，
he sat up in his bed.
然后他就立了起来。
And then he said, they came.
然后他就说，然后他就突然说，他们来了。
So the nurses assisting the doctor, they said, "Yes, we've been here all the time with you for 3 weeks."
然后很多人他就说，我们都跟你一起待了三周了。
And then the man said, "No, no, they came."
然后那个人还在说，不是的，他来了。
Then his family members said, "Yes, we came from many distant places just to be with you."
然后紧接着他的家人就跟他说，是的，我们都来了，我们就跟你在一起。
Then he said, "No, no, they came."
然后他说，不，他们来了。
And the devotee said, "Yes, we came to have kirtan."
然后是的，我们都来了，我们都跟你一起 kirtan。
And he said, "No, no, they came."
然后那个病人就说，不，他来了，他们来了。
Those ugly looking creatures.
然后就他们就争论了很久。
Yamadutas.
然后是
Yamadutas
是阎罗王。
The agents of the Lord of Death.
然后阎罗王就是主的死亡使者。
And they came to take me away.
然后他就说，阎罗王把我要带走我。
And I said, "No, I want to go to Krishna."
然后他就对他们说，不，我想去 Krishna 那里。
And then they left.
然后他就离开了。
And they came again, and they tried to take me. And I said, "No, I want to go to Krishna."
紧接着那些阎罗王的使者就离开了。但过一段时间他们又来了，然后我又对他们说，我想去 Krishna 那里。
And then they left.
然后他们又离开了。
And they came a third time.
然后第三次又来了。
They were very fearful looking.
然后他们就非常害怕的看着你，看着我。
They had ropes.
然后他们有那种绳索，拿着链子，铁链子。
Trying to take me out of my body.
然后他们就想把我用链子从我的身体当中拉出来。
And I said, "No, I want to go to Krishna."
然后但是我说，不，我想去 Krishna 那里。
And then I woke up.
然后我就醒来了。
They came.
但是他们来过。
Now, some of you are newer. You don't know what the Yamadutas are.
然后，但是很多人甚至都不知道 Yamadutas 是谁，就是阎罗王是谁。
Within this Srimad Bhagavatam, they are described.
但是在这部佛教瓦坛当中，他们解释了这些。
Maybe you have something similar in Chinese culture or not?
然后也许我们中国有类似的这种文化。
Yes,
not so.
Okay. In Sanskrit, there is a Lord of Death whose name is Yama Raja. Yama means death.
所以说在梵文当中，把这种主的这种死亡的掌管者就称为 Yama Raj， 就是阎罗王。
And if someone is very sinful,
然后 当有一些人特别罪恶的时候
then they're destined to go to the hellish region.
然后他就会下到地狱去。
So what happens is the agents of Yamaraj are sent.
The agents,
the assistants.
Okay, 所以说他的这种，例如他的王国吧，就在那个地狱。
And they go to that person's place.
哦、oh, ，对，就他的使者，就是他的那些，就是类似于那种黑白无常之类的那种，他的使者就会来到那个要很罪恶的人的面前。
They leave the gross body, but they take the subtle body.
然后他们把这个他的粗糙的这种躯体留在那里，把他的精微的躯体就带走了。
What's a subtle body?
那么什么是他的精微的躯体呢
？According to Bhagavad Gita, a subtle body is mind, intelligence, and false ego.
那么根据博伽梵歌的介绍的话，精微的躯体就是心意、自信和假我。
We have a gross body.
我们有这样的粗糙的身体。
Very easy to understand what a gross body is.
所以说非常容易理解，就是我们的粗糙的身体是什么。
And it's made of elements.
然后它就是由一些元素来组成的。
We also have a subtle body.
但是同时我们还有一些精微的躯体。
And there's three parts to that subtle body.
然后对于那个精微的躯体就有三个部分。
Mind, intelligence, and false ego.
然后我们的心意，还有自信，还有假我。
When this body is finished.
所以当我们的这个躯体消失的时候。
The subtle body carries the soul to the next body.
就是我们的这种精微的躯体就携带着我们的灵魂去了另外一个躯体。
It happens even in our present lifetime. The subtle body develops the gross body.
然后在我们过去的生活当中，就在我们过去当中，就是我们的精微的躯体，然后来去逐渐的成长，然后带着我们的这个粗糙的身体。
If you say to a young person, "Oh, you look much older than you really are," they say, "Thank you."
然后当你看到一个小孩子的时候，他说，哦，你比以前长大了，然后他就会说，谢谢你。
And you say to an old person, "You look much younger than you really are." They say, "Oh, thank you."
然后当你看到一个年老的人的时候，你告诉他，他说你比以前年轻多了，然后他也会很高兴的谢谢你。
Isn't it?
是这样吗？
We develop our body according to the thoughts in the mind.
所以说我们的躯体会是什么样子，就取决于我们心里想，我们想什么。
Part of the reason why bodies grow.
所以说这就是这是我们躯体成长的一部分。
The subtle body affects the gross body, in other words.
所以说有的时候，也就是从这个角度上来看的话，这个精微的躯体就有点像我们那种粗糙的身体一样。
So when the time of death comes.
所以当这个灵魂，当这个死亡来临的时候
，gross body is finished.
我们的粗糙身体离开了。
The subtle body continues.
然后，但是我们精微的躯体还继续。
And according to the thoughts within the mind,
就是根据我们心中的我们的想法，我们的念头。
The subtle body carries the soul to the next body.
然后，我们的精微的躯体就带着我们的灵魂去到另外一个身体。
So if your thoughts are very elevated, you'll go to an elevated position after this life.
所以，当我们的念头、我们的想法非常就是非常进步的时候，我们就会到一个好、一个高等的地方。
And if your thoughts are very degraded, then you'll achieve a lower.
所以说当我们的思想特别的低等的时候，我们就会来到一个低等的。
I was discussing this yesterday with a Buddhist.
所以他昨天也跟一个佛教徒在谈论。
And she said, "That's the same as Buddhism."
他说哦，在佛教当中也是同样的事情。
It's almost the same.
然后几乎都是一样子。
I said, "Well, the big difference in Buddhism is it's not very clear what is it that's reincarnated."
但是对于佛教来说，不清楚的是这个轮回到底是什么。
There's exceptions in Buddhism.
所以说他们接受这些，他们接受轮回。
But generally, there's not a clear idea of the soul.
但是他们并没有关于灵魂的概念，灵魂的知识。
In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, a very, very clear explanation of the soul is provided.
所以说，但是在博伽瓦坛的第二章当中，他们非常清晰的，博伽梵歌里边第二章，他们非常清晰的解释了灵魂是什么。
Let's look at the next verse.
然后紧接着我们去学下一个世界。
You have it? 14? Mantra Sparsha Sukanteya.
Mantra Sparsha Kanteya.
Sitoshna Sukha Dukata.
Sitoshna Sukha Dukata.
Agama Payo Nityas.
Agama Payo Nityas.
Tamsitiksha Savarata.
Tamsitiksha Savarata. 翻译：昆蒂的儿子呀，正如冬季和夏季轮流到来，短暂的痛苦和快乐时来时去。巴拉塔的后裔啊，他们来自于感官的感觉，人必须学会忍受这一切，不受干扰。
This is something that's also very familiar to Chinese culture.
所以说，这个也是非常类似的在中国。
You know it as yin and yang.
我们都知道叫什么阴阳。
So what is what's the do you know the word for duality?
大家都知道就是关于那种二元性，就一生二，一呀 ，one become two.
Duality.
就是哎呀。
World, this is a world of duality.
所以说我们都知道相二元性就相反的，
yes,
有一个正的就有一个反的，相对的。
Whatever exists.You can know there is an opposite.
就当我们知道一件事物的话，我们就知道跟这个事物相反。
Now it's turning dark.
然后现在变黑了。
The opposite is light.
然后它的相反面就是白的。
Today was raining. It was wet.
Yes. 当今天是潮湿的，就是有下雨。
The opposite is dry.
然后过一段时间，它就会干燥起来。
Up and down.
然后上和下。
Happy, sad.
然后有。快乐和悲伤
Winter, summer.
然后冬季和夏季
Everything has its opposite.
然后任何事情它都有一个 相反
So Krishna is speaking about this world of opposites.
然后 Krishna 在这个世界里面就讲了这些相对性
He's explaining that we only perceive it to be like that.
然后他声称我们只能去接受这些
Because of the senses that contact sense objects.
就是因为我们的感官它接触的是感官对象、
you're used to a hot climate here warm climate warm temperature
也有的时候我们这里很热现在
so you like the fan or AC or the fan machine it's nice
所以说我们就希望有风有风扇有些空调
But in very cold weather, you don't like that. You don't do that.
但是等到天很冷的时候，你就不喜欢那个风扇了。
You do like this. But...
然后你会这样做。
Because there, you know, it's just sense perception.
因为 sense perception.
It's just、yeah. something you feels comfortable or uncomfortable depends on sense perception.
所以说就是在这种条件下，有的时候你会觉得舒服，有的时候觉得不舒服。
Many of you live in an apartment building.
所以说我们都住在 part of the building.
An apartment.
Apartment. Yeah, okay. 我们都住在那个公寓里面，很多那个公寓里。
And when you walk through the hall of the apartment building.
就是
啊 ，OK。
所以说，当我们走在那个公寓里面那个走廊里面
，You can smell the smells of people cooking their dinner。
所以说，我们有的时候能够闻到周围的人他们在烹饪的味道。
For devotees，
说对于奉献者，他们就闻到那些他们烹饪那些肉的那个。
But for those people，
然后但是对于另外的一些人，他们会觉得很香。
One man, there is a saying, one man's food is another man's poison.
所以说就有这么一个这样的意思，就是说一个人的食物对另外一个人是毒药。
It's just sense perception.
然后这只是看他怎么接受，就是怎么接受。
And that's the Sanskrit phrase, matra sparsha, so it means sense perception.
所以说这个就是指的这种。
Sense perception.
这就是根据那个他的感官是不是接受他，是不是接受他。
Krishna says, when you have this idea of opposites or duality, just tolerate it.
所以说 Krishna 就说到，当你处于这种就是相反的这样的事情的时候，你要去接受它。
Just the beginning instructions.
然后，但是这些只是这些教导的开始。
Knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is transcendental knowledge.
整部《博伽梵歌》它都是那些超然的知识。
What does that mean? Transcendental knowledge.
然后，超然的知识意味着什么呢？
Transcendental knowledge means that which is takes you to the spiritual realm.
然后灵性的知识就灵性的就是这超然知识就是它处在这种灵性的环境灵性的这种范畴。
The transcendental realm, there's no attraction or repulsion for sense objects.
然后这种超然的这种环境就它实际上是超越了我们感官的接受的范围。
In terms of consciousness, one is neutral to duality.
然后对于我们的感官的话，我们总是要去有这种相反的特性。
How is that possible?
然后怎么样才变得可能呢
？You withdraw consciousness from the temporary and invest consciousness in the eternal.
所以怎么样我们的感官才能从这些短暂的事物上来去走向这种永恒的事物上？
That's discussed again later in this chapter.
所以说这个就会在这一章的最后几个世界提到。
There is sat and there is asat.
所以说这就会有 sat 和 asat.
You've heard these terms before?
然后大家听过这个单词吗 ？sat.
Yes. Sat means eternal.
Sat 的意思就是永恒的。
And asat means temporary.
然后 asat 的意思就是短暂的。
The Krishna wants us to withdraw consciousness from the temporary or asat.
所以说 ，Krishna 希望的是能够把我们的感官从那些短暂的事物，从asat的那个事物上。
And he wants us instead to invest or direct consciousness in sat or the eternal.
他们就是 Krishna 就想让我们从这些把这些感官去面向那些永恒的这些事情啊，就 sat 的那个事物上。
This instruction in Bhagavad Gita is just preliminary, just beginning.
所以说，像这样的话，这个博伽梵歌的教导，就像这样开始解释的。
Out there, you see duality.
所以说，这边都是一些二元性的，就是相对性的。
Sometimes people treat you very nicely. Sometimes people treat you very harshly.
所以有些人就在这种二元性过得非常，
有些人。有些人对你很好，有时对你不好。
对，有些人有时对你很好，有时对你不好。
Tolerate it.
所以说，请忍受它。
Withdraw consciousness from that kind of feeling.
所以说要把这个自己的念头从这种感受当中解脱出来。
And direct your consciousness to Krishna.
然后直接把你的意识指向 Krishna。
That's just the beginning. Beginning is you tolerate.
所以说这个才是开始，容忍的开始。
Later in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes a more mature stage.
然后紧接着 Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》就会解释了那些更成熟的阶段。
In the more mature stage, you're literally indifferent.
然后到了那个成熟的阶段的时候，你就变得不一样起来。
You're not particularly attracted to this or particularly disgusted by that.
所以说你就不会再受到这个的吸引，再受到那个的吸引。
Then there's yet another stage.
然后紧接着还会有更另外的一些阶段。
One is completely absorbed in thought of loving service to Krishna.
然后那个是完全专注在爱 Krishna 那个阶段。
And as a result, they're practically don't even pay attention to things of this world.
然后在那个阶段的时候，他甚至不会去对这个世界上。对这个世界再去关注这个世界。
One example of that is the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后其中有一个圣贤博伽瓦坛当中解释的一个例子。
The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna.
哦，就是说，博伽梵歌的讲述者是 Krishna.
The speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam is Shukadeva Goswami.
然后圣贤博伽瓦坛的讲述者是 Sukadeva
Goswami.Shukadeva Goswami was a young boy, just 16.
然后 Sukadeva Goswami 只是一个16岁的年轻人。
And he traveled away from home, even as, you know, at such an early age, he didn't consider that I have a home. He just was a mendicant.
所以说他在很年轻的时候他就离开了家，他不像很多人觉得我还有个家。
And he was so much detached from his body, he didn't even wear clothes.
所以说他特别，他一点都不依附他的身体，甚至他都不穿衣服。
People thought he was crazy.
然后大家都觉得他其实是个疯，他是个疯子。
There's a description found in the Bhagavatam.
所以说，但是在博迦瓦坛中有个描述，解释说。
Children and some village people would travel around behind him and.Say mean things and throw things at him and treat him really badly.
Yeah. 所以说在《博迦瓦坛》当中提到，他说那些小孩、那些村民就在跟在他后面，向他身上丢东西。
He didn't pay attention at all because his thoughts were completely absorbed in Krishna.
但他就从来不在乎，因为他把他的想法完全专注在 Krishna 身上。
But his consciousness was so high.
但是他的这种知觉和意识是如此的高
，that he was given an elevated seat before an assembly of greatly learned men。
所以说他被赋予了在有学问的学者当中一个高高的这种座位
，including the king。
然后包括国王
，and the king sat and listened to Shukadeva Goswami speak。
然后那个国王仔细聆听着 Shukadeva Goswami 在讲述。
What we're hearing in this early section of Bhagavad Gita chapter 2.
所以说我们在刚才学的那几个世界上讲述了什么呢？
It's just the beginning stage of going beyond duality.
所以说刚才讲述的那个世界只是超过这个二元性的刚开始的阶段。
Tolerating and controlling the mind.
就是去容忍我们的心意。
And giving attention to the eternal soul.
然后把我们的专注力专向那种永恒的灵魂，专注在永恒的灵魂。
The higher stages come when we think of the soul's eternal connection with the supreme soul.
所以第二个阶段就来自于我们的这个永恒的灵魂来和永恒的源头连接在一起。
I think that's a good beginning for our discussion.
所以说我想这是一个好的开始在我们的讨论当中。
Let's see if we have any discussion.
我们可以再有一些讨论。
Many of you, this is very basic.
所以说对于我们很多人来说，这个非常基础的。
It's good to be so clear in the basics that we can live our life transcendentally.
但是就是这种如此简单的基础的，就可以让我们生活在那种超然的状况当中。
I'll share something with you.
然后我跟大家分享一些。
I became a full-time Hare Krishna devotee in 1970.
就是他在1970年成为一个全身心投入的一个奉献者。
There was a temple in Boston.
然后在波士顿那里有个庙宇。
And I joined the temple in Boston in the summer of 1970.
所以说在1970年的夏天他就加入了波士顿的庙宇。
That same summer, another very nice devotee also joined that temple.
所以说在那同一个时间也有一个很好的奉献者在那个夏天一起加入了奉献者。
In the course of his 45 years of devotional service.
所以说他持续了这种
45 years.
45年的服务。
He has written many books.
他读了很多书。
He did a complete summary of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramayana, and Mahabharata.
所以说他总结了整套的圣典《博迦瓦坛》，还有《永恒的坦尼亚经》，还有
《
Mahabharata》，就是那个《Mahabharata》。
Man has a big brain.
所以说那个人他有一个大脑袋。
And has very deep understanding of the philosophy.
所以他非常深入的能够理解这些哲学。
Our lives went in different directions, but then I saw him a few years ago.
然后他因为在不同的地方，所以说他在几年前见过他一次。
And we spent some time together.
然后他们就在一起相处了一会儿。
He was very enthusiastic about this idea of teaching the course.
所以说他非常非常非常高兴的热情，非常热情，他能够去分享那么一些课程。
The title of the course was "You're Not the Body."
然后他很喜欢去分享一个课程，就是你不是这个身体。
Although he had all this knowledge and wisdom, he felt it was really important for people to understand "You're Not the Body."
所以尽管他知道整个的这些知识，但是他就觉得这种最基础的这种你不是这个身体就非常重要，对每一个人。
So he had a whole curriculum.
所以他可以就是他非常清晰。Curriculum.
Curriculum means a series of lesson plans.
Yes.
To teach the message.
所以他其实可以很系统的了解这整个的知识
呢。
但是他来解释说你不是这个身体。
He said, "Because if I can get people to truly understand, they're not the body."
说当一个人，他就说的，当一个人真正的理解到你不是这个身体的时候
，then they can really make spiritual progress.
然后这样的话，他是真正的能够走到这样的进程上去。
And if you can't bring people to the understanding of they're not the body,
但是你如果不能够把人带到那种理解到他并不是一个身体的时候
，How would they make spiritual progress?
所以他怎么能够获得这种灵性进步呢
？He was so excited, so enthused. I could appreciate. He's got a hold of something.
所以说他是如此热情的去做这件事情，然后他觉得他掌握了那个精华。
See, the Prabhupada gives the following example.
所以说帕帕德也给了这样的一些例子。
In some mathematical equation,
所以说在
mathematical calculation,
所以在那些数学计算当中
，there may be many, 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 many steps to get the final answer.
所以说他也许通过很多很多的计算才能得到最后的一个结论。
But if you make a mistake right at the very beginning,
但是如果你能够在前面有一个这样的定义声称
，Yes, you have to go way back to the beginning and calculate everything else following that.
Okay. 如果这个常常计算，如果在刚开始就错了的话，你必须算到最后要从头开始去计算。
Only then can you get the right answer.
然后这样的话，你才能获得最终的那个答案。
You can't just work backwards. You have to go right to the very beginning.
所以说，你能够得到最后的答案，其实上是必须是你在一刚开始的时候就是正确的。
He used that as an example to explain the necessity of understanding we're not the body.
所以说他就拿这个例子来去解释说你不是这个身体这样的重要的结论。
Are we going to understand about Krishna?
我们怎么样才能理解 Krishna 呢
？Or devotional service to Krishna?
或者是对 Krishna 的奉爱服务呢
？If we still think that we're this body.
如果说我们还去认为我是这个身体的时候，你们怎么做到
？Not going to happen.
然后这个是不会发生的。
Like rowing a boat with the anchor in the bottom.
所以就像在那个你把那个绳子拴在那个岸边，然后你在那划船一样。
Won't make any progress.
所以说你不会得到进步。
You have to pull the anchor.
然后除非你把那个船的那个锚拿下来。
The soul is very much attached to the body and the conception of the body.
然后那个灵魂是如此的依附在这个身体，如此的有依附，觉得它是个身体。
For that reason, before discussing Arjuna's duty,
所以说这个就是说，在我们来去解释什么是职责的时候
，Krishna wants Arjuna to understand.You're not the body.
然后 Krishna 想要让 Arjuna 去理解到他并不是一个身体。
Since similarly for us.
同样对于我们也是一样。
To make some advancement in Krishna consciousness.
如果我们想在 Krishna 意识当中获得进步的时候，
we have to understand we're not the body.
然后我们必须理解到我们并不是这个身体。
Some of you attended the two yoga studio programs.
所以说我们有很多人参加了两前面两次的那个瑜伽馆的活动。
There was one on Saturday, and there was one on Sunday.
一个是在星期六，一个在星期天。
The audience was completely different than those two.
然后在这两次活动当中，那个听众是完全不一样。
Completely different.
完全不一样。
The first group, they wanted to hear.
然后第一个小组的时候，就是人们都很想去聆听。
And the second group, they were completely distracted.
然后第二个小组，他们完全的去分析，就是完全没有。
Mind was somewhere else.
然后他们就是分心，他们的念头就到处，就一直在。
They just wanted to do yoga.
然后他们根本就不想做这种瑜伽的。做瑜伽或瑜伽的体
系。Don't help me understand who I am. I just want to do yoga.
哦，他们只是想我去练一下瑜伽，他们根本就不想获得一些进步。
The spirit of inquiring into the nature of the self is necessary.
所以说，我们内心对于这种灵性的这种追求是必须的。
You all know that.
然后你如果想要知道，你知道这些。
Going deeply into that consideration, which are the basics of Krishna consciousness, is very important.
所以说，如果我们想更深入的话，这些基本的关于 Krishna 自觉意识的就很重要。
The process of devotional service itself can help us to realize we're not the body.
通过这种奉爱服务的这样的路途，我们可以理解到我们并不是这个身体。
At the same time, an inquisitive spirit about the nature of the self is necessary.
所以说，在
an inquisitive spirit about the nature of the self is necessary. What's about the different words?
结识，结
识，就是就
结识。
Asking the question, "Who am I?" is necessary.
Okay, 所以说来问我是谁的时候，这是非常必要。
Any comments or questions?
就大家有什么问题或者说评论吗？我们应该做一些什么，然后才能理解到我并不是这个身体。
The initial activity that Krishna is recommending in this chapter 2 is to be thoughtful. Be thoughtful.Mudishina, thoughtful. Initial, you're asked what to do?
Yeah.
Krishna says, be thoughtful.
Be thoughtful.
Look, to consider the circumstance of your life.
就是来去考虑我们的生命，先考虑我们的生命。
Just repeat what Krishna says.
那只是去重复 Krishna 所说的话。
Ask the question, who am I?
然后去来询问我们是谁。
And then Prabhupada would say, we all once had a baby's body and now that's gone.
然后帕帕都说到我们都像一个婴儿一样。
We gave up that body and now we have another one.
然后我们从我们放弃的一个个身体，然后获得另外一个。
This body is going to be given up, and then we'll have another one.
然后我们从这个身体，放弃了这个身体，然后获得另外一个新的身体。
But there's this continuing sense that I exist.
但是也就是说，我是持续不断的存在的。
So who's that I that continues to exist?
然后谁是那个持续存在当中的我呢？
Not the body.
然后这并不是身体。
Because the body has been given up.
因为这个身体会被放弃掉。那么
not the body, what is it?
那如果不是这个身体的话，应该是什么呢？
The answer, I'm answering your, or responding to your question by saying you have to ask the question.
所以说我对你问题的回答就是你应该去询问一些问题。
Who am I?
去询问我是谁。
That self that's continuing, even the body is changing, that's who I am, whatever that is.
因为我们的自我一直存在的，尽管这个身体一直在变化。
So I'm not the body.
所以说我并不是这样的，我并不是这样一个身体。
It's asking the question and being thoughtful. You don't know the word for thoughtful. You think deeply, you contemplate deeply about who you are.
So
ask the question and contemplate.
所以说你应该仔细的去思考我是谁这样的一个问题。
Here's another one.
那同样还有另外的一个例子。
Even Prabhupada would say, even in our language, we understand we're not the body.
尽管我们从这种语言上能够理解到我们并不是这个躯体。
We say my hand.
然后我们会说我这是我的手。
My head, my leg.
然后这是我的头，这是我的腿。
My foot.
然后这是我的脚。
Then who am I?
那么谁是那个我呢？
We say my shirt.
然后我们有的时候说这是我的 T 恤，但是我的 T 恤，这是我并不是，我是住在这个衣服以内。
There's the person and there's the object owned by the person.
所以这里有一个人，然后并且这里有些对象是属于这个人的。
So who's the person?
那么谁是这个人呢？
Not the body because we say my body.
然后这并不是身体，因为我们说这是我的身体。
Who am I?
那么谁是我呢？
Not the body.
但并不是这个身体。
It's just even within our language.
所以甚至就是说在我们平时的语言当中都是这么说的。
Here's another example.
然后同样还有一个例子。
I've done this in school groups that come to visit our temple.
所以说他有的时候会在那个他去拜访那些学校里边会讲到。
In every group of young people, everybody knows who's the smartest one.
所以说在很多在一群人当中，然后每个人都知道有一个人很聪明。
So I asked them, could you point out to me in this group of students that come to our temple, who's the smartest student in your group?
所以说他就会去问你们能够谁能指出来在你们这当中谁是最聪明的。
You know how children are, they're very competitive.
然后你知道那些学生他们怎么想吗？因为他们很有竞争的。
But they also know who's the smartest one in the group, so they all point out he or she is the smartest one in the group.
然后但是他们知道谁是最聪明的，他们会指出哦，这个人是最聪明的。
So then I ask them, could you please stand up?
然后他就会请求他说你是不是可以站起来
and can you point to your head
然后你能不能去指着你的头
can you point to your arm
然后你去指着你的胳膊
can you point to your leg
然后你去指着你的腿
point to your elbow
然后去指着你的胳膊
now point to you
然后你能指出你能指出你吗
generally they go like this
那人们都是这样来去指，你能指出你在哪里吗
？So that's your body, that's your body, but who's you?
但是这个是你的身体，但是哪个是你呢
？Then all the children laugh.
然后所有的那些学生都笑了。
But you can get the idea.
但是大家可以理解吗？
By contemplating who am I really?
但是通过来去消化理解我是谁。
It's the beginning for getting an answer to the question.
然后这个是开始，就是 for getting the question.
When you ask the question carefully and sincerely, it's the beginning of reaching an answer.
所以说当我们开始深入的去问这个问题的时候，很快我们就可以获得这样的答案。
Then you have that questioning spirit and you go to Bhagavad Gita and it's very clear.
然后这样的话我们就能很快的去理解这个不了凡者。
That's just the theory part.
然后这是一系列的部分。
There are these two words in Sanskrit, jnanam and vijnanam, which means knowledge, theoretical knowledge, and practical realization.
所以说在那个不涅槃歌里面有两个词叫 jnana 和 vijnana， 一个是
知识，
一个是实际觉悟的知识。
Just like very soon after they make the offering, we'll take prasada.
然后就像当供奉完菩萨了之后，我们会来荣耀。
Theoretically, we can predict when you eat enough, you feel full.
所以说我们就可以知道，当我们吃下这个东西的时候，你就会感觉到你就吃饱了，你才会吃饱。
That's theory.
然后这个就是类似于理论。
And then comes realization.
然后紧接着会慢慢的会走向实际。
At a certain point, you can only eat so much, and then you'll say, "I'm full. No, thank you."
Yes.
At a certain point, after eating, you'll feel full. You'll have the realization. I'm full, no thank you. I don't need anything else.
所以说等到来到第三点的时候，当你吃完这些以后，然后你再会说哦，我吃饱，然后我不需要。
So there's theoretical knowledge, and there's realized knowledge.
所以说这才是有一些知识，然后和那些被觉悟了的知识。
Same with.I'm not this body.
就同样的话，我们如果想要去理解我不是这个身体的时候
，start with the theoretical understanding.
所以说，从刚开始这种理论性的知识开始
，and then apply it practically in your life.
然后这样的话，就慢慢的去在生活去实践。
In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes.
然后在《不涅槃歌》当中，啪啪的写道
，When you act in knowledge, you get realization.
当
act,
yes.
Perform activities in knowledge, realization comes.
所以当你在这个知识当中去实践的时候，然后你就会获得领悟，获得理解。
So the theoretical understanding of I'm not this body is meant to be applied.
所以说这个从理论上去理解我不是这个躯体很重要。
I'll share one practical realization for me.
然后他来分享一个实际的他感受的经验。
Krishna is all attractive.
Krishna 是最吸引、最令人吸引的。
Now, that's theoretical.
然后这个是一个理论。
I read it in the book.
然后他在书当中学习到的。
And then I came to China.
然后紧接着他又来到中国。
And where even having language to translate Sri Bhagavan Uvacha is a challenge for the translators.
所以说尽管他就是语言要经过翻译
or having a personal conception of God. Having a personal conception of God.
所以说而且还有一个每个人就是有这种个人的对神的理解
Impersonal conceptionNo problem.
然后那些非人格性的这种理解没关系。
Personal conception, we never heard anything about this before.
然后就是，但是我们就是那种非人格性的这种对神的理解还可以，但是我们从来没有听过对于人格性的这种神的理解。
But it's of the soul. Attraction for Krishna, the all attractive is already there in the soul.
但是对于我们来说，那么最令人吸引的 Krishna 就是在我们，就是跟我们的灵魂在一起。
I say this all the time when I'm in the West.
所以说他在西方总是能够见到这些。
For me, it's very enlivening.
所以对于我来说的话，就是非常具有启发。
To see that people that have no conception of a personal feature of God become nice devotees.
所以说对于他来说，越是那些没有人格性概念的那种神的观念的时候，他们更容易去接受神的概念。
Krishna is all attractive.
因为 Krishna 是吸引人的。
Krishna is the supreme person.
Krishna 是一个至尊的人。
There's loving exchange accessible, even you don't even have a concept that looks like it.
所以尽管你没有对于他来说有任何的这种概念，但是他是会吸引你的。
So same with you're not this body.
所以同样的，对于我们不是这个身体。
It's really easy to say I'm not this body.
所以说我们很容易说到，就是说哦，我不是这个身体。
It's a whole other thing to live our life that way.
但是我们的整个的生命要以这样的，就是我们的整个生活，其实都是在按这个方式来去生活。
But that we need to do that to practice Krishna consciousness properly.
所以说这就是为什么我们要合适的去修习 Krishna 意识。
To go to the rest of the understandings of Bhagavad Gita.
然后去走向慢慢的正确的理解《维达梵歌》。
We have to have a clear understanding that we're not this body.
然后我们需要一个对我们不是这个躯体有一个正确的理解。
And try to live our lives accordingly.
然后逐渐的慢慢的去得到提升。
We have our roles to play according to our body.
然后我们因为我们的身体可能有不同的角色。
We don't really mix men and women, for example.
然后我们有的时候，不会把男孩子，就是男人和女人混在一起。
So many examples.
然后有那么多的例子。
Even though we know we're not this body.
然后尽管我们不知道我们是这个躯体。
While we're living according to social convention.
然后根据我们所处的状况。
We have to bear in mind we have this body.
然后我们总是在我们的心里去根据这个躯体化的来去思考。
And respect every living entity as a spirit soul.
然后我们应该去把每一个生物体都把它去尊敬成一个永恒的灵魂。
Okay, if there's.One last chance. If there's any question, we'll discuss some things.
然后最后还有一个机会，大家可以来去问一个问题。
If not, we'll have some more chance.
然后我们就可以来有接下来对话。
我要问一个问题，是关于我们怎么样去没有差异来看事情，无论说成功或者失败，好的或者不好的，穷了或者富。
你来说吗？还是？
How to treat the same indifferently? The failure or the success, the rich or poor, and maybe good or bad?
I don't understand the question. You?
Let me repeat. I mean, how to treat the same indifferently?
How to treat who differently?
The things, the good thing and the bad thing.
Good things and bad things, okay. Is the question clear for all of you, what he's asking?
大家理解，就是说，他就问怎么样才能够真正的去
没有差异
的去看待这些好的、坏的、穷的、富的。
Say several things.
然后他会说一些。
One is to see things as Krishna sees things.
One response
is to see things as Krishna sees things.
所以说第一个方式就是去把它看成 Krishna 的书。
我们看那个事情呢，从 Krishna 的角度。
就从 Krishna 的角度去看。 去看待事物。
And how do you see things as Krishna sees things? You see according to Bhagavad Gita.
然后去看待这个事物是根据《博迦梵歌》的角度来去看待。
Because that tells you how Krishna sees things.
因为在这个《博迦梵歌》当中解释了 Krishna 是怎么看待这个事物。
One who is a transcendentalist remains indifferent to the good things and the bad things.
所以说，
indifferent, equal.
所以说，从这种超然的角度上来去看这些好的和坏的。
It doesn't mean that you like bad things or that you dislike good things.
所以这并不意味着你去喜欢好的事情，而去
你喜欢坏的事情，你不喜欢好的事情。
对，这并不意味着你去喜欢坏的事情，而不喜欢好的事情。
Rather, you see them as a product of the illusory energy.
然后或者说是你把它看成一个
product result. By mixing of the material energy, something comes.
所以通过来去误用这些物质的能量来，
把那些能量，
I'll say it differently.
Yeah, so.
When somebody deals very harshly and cruelly to another person,
所以当一个人就是非常残酷的、冷酷的对待另外一个人的时候，
you can see it is a harsh and cruel act.
所以你可以看到这是一种
很残忍的行为
。你可以看到残忍的行为。
But you don't dislike the person.
但是你不要去反去，
但是你并不是你不喜欢那个人，
但并不是你不喜欢这个人。
But your translation skills make a philosophical discussion difficult.
Yes, I'm so.
Yeah, this question is philosophical question.
但是我的翻译让这个问题变得更难解释。
We can separate bad behavior from the person who's responsible for the bad behavior.
我们可以从这个人里面的把这个人从他的不好的行为里面分辨出来。
There's a person, and there's the behavior of the person.
这里是一个人，这里是他的行为。
Someone's behavior may be bad.
有一些人的行为是不好的。
I don't have to like bad behavior.
我不需要去喜欢他的不好的行为。
I have to rather recognize the soul that's within.
我相反的呢，我要去喜欢这个灵魂在这个人里面。
Recognize the behavior is a bad behavior.
认为他的行为是不好。
And then act in a responsible way according to the behavior. Then I should act in a responsible way according to the behavior.
我们应该去按照他对他的行为去负责，按照他的行为。
And that way, my regard for the person remains neutral.
我把这个人呢当作一个中立。
And I can be of the best service to the person to help bring behavior to a good position as a spent instead of a bad position.
这样我就可以认为他的人伤害这个人，但是他去判断的行为是好还是不好。
It's hard. To say that someone is neutral to good and bad.Doesn't mean their intelligence goes in the off position. We don't stop the power of discriminating good and bad. To say you're neutral.
我们不应该去分辨他的人是好的还是坏的，我们只是去判断他的行为。
I stay in the position of service to Krishna and to Krishna's parts and parcels. I remain fixed in the mood of service to Krishna.
我只是专注在这个人是 Krishna 的一部分。
Now here's some bad behavior.
但是他有一些坏的行为。
I can see that it's bad behavior.
我可以看到他那些坏的行为。
I don't particularly like or dislike the behavior, rather I'm concerned about the soul within.
所以说我并不是会去想他那种好的行为还是不好，但是只是去想他是荣的名分。
My concern in service to Krishna is to elevate the consciousness of that soul.
所以说他认为他会只是去想对 Krishna 的奉爱服务是他提升他的方法。
So that's my contemplation. How to elevate the consciousness of the soul.
这就是他的解释，怎么样提升自觉的一个角度。
And that way I remain neutral to the good and the bad.
用这种方式我能保持说中立，对好和不好。
Neutrality comes from the mood of service.
Who does service?
Neutrality. Equal to good and bad is neutrality. Neutrality is supported by mood of service.
中立的就是说 同等的对待好跟坏呢，是对佛教所追崇的。
Philosophy without a good translator is tough.
所以说好的哲学需要一个好的翻译。
就有好，就说世界上没有好也没有坏，只有因果在，是吧？就说你说那个人对那个人坏，你没有想到，上辈子他怎么对他呢？这就是因果。好像我打你一拳，上辈子踢我一脚呢，是吧？那是这样的。是。你的问题是什么？
我的问题是，就是刚才我们讲到了，就是这个躯体它是一个虚拟，然后我们就是对，但就是说，确实对这个灵魂来讲，它感觉到的还是真实的这个躯体，比方说，我们感觉就当疾病来临的时候，你就很容易处在病位的体系，疾病来临，你身体状况不好的时候，比方说当你身体不好，你就睡眠不好。
你没有办法去运行，就根本没有办法，这个时候你就发现你就会被这个躯体控制，你就会那时候很容易就是觉得我确实是这个躯体，你就感觉不到灵魂。太强了，太强了。Pretty
Vananda just asked. Yeah. Maharaj told. Our subtle is mind, intelligent and ego. But for ourselves, we just consist of our some this body, like this body. And when the disease coming, and we just feeling our body controls us. I cannot feel I'm the soul, I just feel I'm this body because I'm burning like this. And when we don't have the good sleeping, and we cannot chanting, we just controlled by things, by our body, and how to convert about this. Yeah,
what was the last part? How to overcome that?
How to free from this concept of life, out of this body.
Well, Krishna says how to.
So Krishna 解释了怎么样才能做，怎么样做，就说。
Tantrikshya Svabharata, which means you tolerate.
然后 Krishna 说你要容忍。
Do you know people that have chronic disease?
你知道那些人有一些疾病的时候怎么想吗？
Your health is strong.
然后你的身体是很强壮的。
Well, I invited Dr. John to come with me to Ayurvedic clinic.
所以说他有一次来自那个巴特章，就是邀请巴特章来他的这种活动。
I'm making plans to go there in January.
January, yeah.
I'm making plan to go there in January.
所以哦，他计划是在11月份去。
And John said, Prithivardhana said, oh, it was a very good experience.
然后那个 John 他说是 Jenny 还是 John 他说 Prithivardhana 他说那是一个很好的体验。
And he said, but her health is always strong.
但是他说他的身体总是很好的。
I'll go ask Jambavati what her experience was like.
然后但是我去那个 Jambavati 他说我的体验并不是这样的。
So you think you have physical, you have health issues.
但是你觉得你有一些这种健康的问题。
Maybe your tolerance is not so strong.
但是那是因为你不够容忍。
Compared to others who have very serious chronic problems.
所以说去拿那些跟那些身体很严重的那些人去比较一下。
Just the beginning is that you tolerate.
所以说，从容忍只是一个开始。
Then you find, at least with medical issues, you find some doctor or doctors that may be helpful.
所以有的时候你可能会发现有些医生可能会帮助我们。
And you follow that treatment.
然后你去遵循他的这种治疗。
And you look to see what is the result.
然后你去看 result 怎么样，然后我们看一下我们的结果。
Meanwhile, you tolerate.
然后这就意味着你要去容忍。
And you can choose to not tolerate.
然后你也可以选择不容忍。
And then you suffer.
然后你就受苦吧。
But you don't like to suffer.
但是你并不喜欢这样受苦。
Nobody likes to suffer.
然后没有人喜欢去受苦。
So you tolerate.
所以说你必须要容忍。
The key of tolerance is.Withdraw from asat and invest in sat.
所以说，容忍的关键就是要把那些不永恒的转向永恒的。
Asat. Temporary and permanent.
就是从那种asat就是与不永恒的转向永恒的。
In your condition of physical ailment.
然后在这种有局限的这样的元素当中，这种身体当中。
What can you do for Krishna?
然后你能够为 Krishna 做什么呢？
And invest consciousness there.
然后你的意识，你的思想就是这样的。
That positive spirit of service.
然后那些积极的那些服务
will help the body heal more quickly.
然后它就会帮助我们的身体去聆听更多的、更快的。
Than getting into this like unhappy mood that oh my body isn't well and I can't do all my service anymore.
所以说就可以帮我们克服那些啊我不是很开心，我身体不是很好。
Invest in sat and in service to Krishna.
然后把它专注在那些asat，就是向 Krishna 献出服务。
As your circumstance permits.
然后就再根据你的实际情况。
That will help keep you healthy.
然后这样的话，它会让你保持你的健康。
And happy.
然后快乐。
And a good instrument of Krishna.
然后成为 Krishna 的好的工具。
Let's have some kirtan. Who would like to lead kirtan tonight?
谁想去领一下 kirtan？